Wow, on a hot sun-filled day, there's nothing like a cold, refreshing slice of watermelon to cool you off. Hi, I'm KT. We're here today on the south side of the island of Oahu in Hawaii, checking out a summertime favorite. Come on! There are many varieties of watermelon. This one is a Thai watermelon. Other varieties include Asian cream and Filipino. This is a watermelon seed, and watermelons grow best in well-drained soil. Watermelons can take between 60 to 90 days before they're ready to harvest, and they can weigh up to 20 pounds. Wow, that's a lot. And watermelon comes in all different shapes and sizes. Look, isn't this pretty? Nutritionally, 1 cup of watermelon provides 50 calories and 17% of vitamin B6 and 16% of vitamin C needs for the day. That's good to know. But come on, the real reason why watermelon is such a popular fruit is because it just tastes great. Okay, now let's get cleaned up and go into the kitchen where we'll learn some great ways to prepare this tasty fruit.
Hey Katie, how are you?
Hi, Chef Roy.
You got something big there. What is that?
It's a Hawaii-grown watermelon.
Okay, let's see what I can do with this. Maybe a salad. How's that sound?
Sounds good.
Okay, the first thing you always want to do is make sure you wash your fruit and wash your hands before you get started, okay?
Okay.
So, let's see. The first thing I want to do is maybe just chop this up. Well, how's this look? Okay, here we go. Nice. Probably need a larger knife. Okay, here we go. How's that look?
Looks good.
Okay, I'm just going to cut this in half. Okay, what I want to do with the salad is just, you know, you can of course scoop this, the pulp of the watermelon just like that. It's easy to cut. Just have your knife just go around it, you know, making sure that it goes right around of the rind. So here, there's a rind right there. How does that look? Nice and...
Looks good.
Okay, what I want to do is just kind of chop this. And something about these watermelons are, it's so nice, huh? It's nice and juicy, but yet you don't really have that sugary sweetness to it, you know? It's just perfect. You know, when you bite into it, it's nice and watery, but yet you don't get that real, sometimes you know that watermelon is real sugary and real sweet. This is kind of more of a refreshing type of deal, so, okay? So once this is cut just like this, I'm gonna start making the salad, so let's just stop here for a second. Next thing I wanna do is just grab this bowl. I'm gonna put the seedless watermelon. Make sure I say seedless, right?
Right.
Hassle-free, how's that? Just putting the watermelon right in there. To that, I'm gonna add some Maui onions, okay? Mm-hmm. Now, this is a nice, refreshing salad. I mean, you can have this during the wintertime, summertime, you can have it all year round. I'm sure people can get watermelons, but the Hawaiian watermelon, you can't beat. So we have some green beans in there. I have some nice mixture of pepper. Okay, I have some Hawaiian salt. Added to that, huh?
Looks good.
To me, sometimes, you know, that salt always kind of brings out the sweetness of something. So whether it be a watermelon or an orange, you know, it kind of brings out that sweetness. We have a little olive oil, okay? And then once that's there, I'm gonna remove this big watermelon there. Okay, I'm gonna clean this cutting board. I'm gonna put this plate right here. And then just this tossed. Okay, you want to make sure you just kind of toss it around. And then, of course, you know, my hands were washed, so I'm going to grab some of these watermelons. Some nice onions, okay. How was that?
Looks good.
It's always refreshing. You know, it's kind of just bite into that watermelon. You can bite into the green beans and some nice Maui onions. And then to that, I'm going to garnish this with a little bit of my friend Dean's greens. So we have some nice nalo. How's that, huh? We have little amaranths there, and there you have it. Nice, refreshing Hawaiian watermelon salad.
Looks delicious.
Okay, how about that? Bite into it, huh? Let's get you a fork.